Brazil's upcoming indirect tax reform is poised to significantly overhaul the country's tax landscape, streamlining the tax system while imposing new challenges and opportunities for businesses. Set to begin in 2026, the reform introduces several key changes aimed at simplifying Brazil's historically complex tax system, impacting both Brazilian and foreign companies operating in the country. With a 7-year transition period, businesses must prepare for new taxes, revised compliance obligations, and shifts in the tax collection process. New taxes and key changes. The reform consolidates existing taxes into 3 new ones: the Tax on Goods and Services, IBS, the Contribution on Goods and Services, CBS, and the Selective Tax, IS. These changes replace a patchwork of state, municipal, and federal taxes, including the ICMS, ISS, and PIS, COFINS, creating a more unified tax structure. The CBS and IBS will primarily affect business operations and compliance, while the IS targets specific goods and services. A major shift under the reform is that IBS and CBS credits will now only be available once the tax has been paid, unlike the current system, which allows credits to be recognized earlier. Additionally, a split payment mechanism will be introduced to curb fraud and improve tax collection. While some industries retain special tax regimes, others, such as technology and cooperative sectors, will face tailored tax treatments. Reduced rates for essential goods and services aim to mitigate potential price increases. A significant update is the move to destination-based taxation for e-commerce and digital services, which means taxes will be levied based on where consumers are located rather than where the seller operates. Presidential vetoes. Despite the reform's broad scope, some provisions were vetoed by the president. These include exclusions of investment and equity funds from IBS and CBS, as well as proposals that would have made purchasers jointly responsible for tax collection. Other vetoed provisions addressed deferral of taxes for certain agricultural and aquaculture inputs and adjustments to the Simples Nacional tax regime for small businesses. Transition timeline and implementation. The reform will be implemented over a 7-year period, from 2026 to 2033. This gradual timeline allows businesses time to adapt to the new system, with key actions required, such as updating accounting and enterprise resource planning, ERP, systems. An IBS management committee will oversee the reform's implementation, ensuring smooth transition and regulatory compliance. However, businesses must start preparing now to meet upcoming compliance deadlines and integrate the new tax requirements into their operations. Challenges and considerations. The transition to the new tax system will present numerous challenges for businesses. The most immediate concern is overhauling accounting and compliance systems, including ERP updates and adjustments to reporting mechanisms. The introduction of a split payment system and changes in credit conditions may also strain liquidity, requiring businesses to focus on cash flow management. Moreover, businesses will face increased administrative burdens during the initial adaptation period, necessitating additional resources for compliance efforts. The reform's complex nature means companies must also invest in training their staff to ensure they are fully equipped to handle the new regulations. Sectors such as technology and agribusiness may need to reassess their strategies as some specific tax incentives are phased out. Foreign companies will also feel the impact, especially U.S.-based firms. With changes to tax registration, remittance rules, and destination-based taxation, foreign businesses will need to navigate new compliance obligations and adapt to sourcing rule changes. Documentation will become even more crucial, especially in light of joint liability risks under the new system. Automated tax compliance solutions will be critical for managing these changes effectively. Implications for businesses. Brazilian companies stand to benefit from a simplified tax system, but will need to adjust their financial planning and operations due to the new tax rates and calculations. The loss of certain tax incentives may also require significant strategy adjustments. For U.S.-based businesses operating in Brazil, the reform brings a host of new compliance obligations. These include registration for and remittance of IBS and